It is Tuesday the 29th of November, and a warm welcome, excuse me for the wheezy voice, I noticed it yesterday. Welcome to day 29 of Napod Pomo. Only one official show after this today. Can't speak. Early in the morning, haven't had my coffee yet. Let's try that again. Only one official episode remaining after today. So I hope you've enjoyed all the shows so far. I'm going to kick straight off today with another amazing track. This time is from a lass who I was actually introduced to by her husband. He approached me on, I think it might have been Jabber, and said, you know, my wife's got some material coming out. Do you want to consider playing her? And I listened to the title track of the brand new album that she had produced at the time. And I was like, yeah, when can I play it? Check this out. This is Carissa Hobbs with Age of Flowers. Beautiful. That was Carissa Hobbs with her track Age of Flowers, which comes from her debut album, full-length debut album of the same name, which you can find out more information about over at carissahobbsmusic.com. Link will be in the show notes as always. I don't particularly want to necessarily draw your attention to the fact that the Bugcast is mentioned on that website twice. Sorry, that's cruel. But there are some amazing podcasts that have also played that track, and hopefully they'll get the recognition as well. In fact, this track has also been featured on another, what are we doing? Napa Pomo, by the French guy from Switzerland, who played it on one of his shows a few weeks ago. Episode 19, in fact. I'm actually looking at it right now. So, yeah.
What a gorgeous voice.
She reminds me very much of an artist I really appreciate. And actually saw her in concert. Oh, crumbs. Must have been about 10 years ago. By the name of Ginny Owens. And the vocal style, the style of voice is nigh on identical. And that's kind of why I like it so much. But anyway, thank you very much indeed to Carissa for allowing us to play her music. In fact, more than that, thank you to Carissa for releasing her entire album as Creative Commons so that mere mortals like myself and other music podcasters can basically take that music and redistribute it via the medium of podcast absolutely free, and so that you guys can go over to their websites and download their music and give it away to other people for free. That is exactly the point of Creative Commons, and that's one of the reasons why it's such a powerful vehicle of music production. Creative Commons is one of those things that's really misunderstood. We've approached artists before and said, look, would you consider releasing your material or at least one of your tracks as Creative Commons? And the answer has been an absolute flat no, because they don't want to give their music away. They want to make money from it. But I'll tell you, there are a number of artists who have released their material as Creative Commons that are still making money from it. And it just goes to prove that as a distribution method, it does work, because it allows people to go and buy the music they want to buy, rather than being tied down to paying for something they may not actually want all of. So let's say an artist brings out an album and you've heard one track from that album. You then buy that album in order to hear the rest of it, or stream it in order to hear the rest of it. And you're like, oh, actually, the rest of it's really crap. I don't know why I bought that. But at least by having the ability to download it and give it away to other people and listen to it for free, you can then decide whether you want to give money to it. And I tell you, people do. If they're given the opportunity, people will do it. And it's something that is really worth considering as a business model for music, for the music industry. But I can't see it happening, to be perfectly honest with you. Their loss. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to today's episode. If you want to get in contact and offer some feedback on the show, then you can drop me an email, nowpodpomo@thelovebug.org. It is now too late to recommend or suggest questions or music, because tomorrow's track has already been chosen, and it's a corker. It really is. Tomorrow is the last official Napod Pomo episode of this year, but there will actually be a follow-up on the 1st of December, so keep an ear out for that. So until then, thank you very much indeed for joining me this cold morning, and I'll catch you tomorrow.